Welcome back to Diverse Wellbeing, a podcast where parents of children with needs find support, connection, and real conversations on embracing self-care. This is your host, Anne Loren. I work as a special needs assistant and psychotherapist in Tipperary, and I also have three grandchildren with additional needs. Today we're talking about something that impacts every parent, stress, and how understanding the connection between spirit, mind, heart, and body can help bring a little more balance into your life. Think of yourself like a house with four rooms. Spirit is your sense of purpose, that deep inner knowing. Mind is your thoughts, beliefs, and how you process the world. Heart is your emotions, love, frustration, joy, all of it. Body is your physical health, the part of you that actually carries you through the day. Now, if one of those rooms gets cluttered or neglected, it doesn't just stay in its own space, it spills over. Stress in the mind can show up in the body as headaches or tension. Emotional overwhelm can drain your energy. If you're exhausted physically, your spirit might feel low. It's all connected. Parenting pulls you in a million directions. You're caring, fixing, planning, worrying. And in all of that, it's so easy to forget about yourself. A lighter spirit gives you better perspective. A clear mind helps you stay patient. A full heart helps you connect with your child. A strong body gives you the energy to keep going. In his book, Atomic Habits, James Clear explains that big changes don't happen all at once. They happen through small, repeated actions that add up over time. The key is to make habits easy, obvious, and rewarding so they actually stick. So let's think about that in the context of parents' well-being. Instead of saying, I need to meditate for 30 minutes every morning, which, let's be realistic, is hard to find time for, maybe start with one deep breath in the morning. Instead of, I need to be more active, you can say, I'll stretch for 30 seconds while I'm waiting for the kettle to boil. The idea is to make these habits small enough that they feel effortless, because the easier they are, the more likely you'll do them. And over time, these tiny actions will become second nature. Imagine what would happen if every day you took one small step for your spirit, mind, heart, and body. A deep breath, a kind thought, a moment of connection, a little movement. It would start to change the way you feel. Because when you take care of yourself, even in the smallest ways, it adds up. These tiny habits, done consistently, lead to lasting change. So what could that look like for you? For your spirit, a few deep breaths before your day starts, a moment of gratitude. For your mind, taking a pause when thoughts spiral, a moment of quiet. For your heart, engaging in their world by joining in a game they love, a moment of connection. For your body, stretching, standing outside for fresh air, drinking water, a moment of movement. No pressure, no perfection, just little things done daily that bring you back to yourself. So have a think. What's one small thing you can do today? If you need some ideas, you can download my free self-care to-do list from our website, diversewellbeing.ie. When you care for your spirit, mind, heart and body, you don't just reduce stress. You bring more of you into your life and your family. This is Diverse Wellbeing, empowering parents and embracing wellness.